This recording, Illinois 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Southern Illinois. I've lived here all of my life. I went to school and became a musician. I started out playing the clarinet, which I started in fifth. I played in fifth and sixth grade. And then my band director asked for volunteers to switch to the tuba because all of the eighth grade tuba players had moved on and they needed more. So I raised my hand and he kept overlooking me. And I kept raising my hand and like waving it around. And he asked me what I wanted. And I told him that I would be willing to switch from clarinet to the tuba. And he told me that I couldn't. So when I asked when I couldn't, he told me that I was too small and I was a girl. So from that time forward, I have played the tuba and I've been playing for, 20 plus years. I played all the way through high school. I played in college, and being a female of about 110 pounds at that point, the brass sousaphone was a very heavy instrument to play through college. But anyway, I still love to play the tuba. I play in our church band every 4th of July. I also play in the handbells and sing in the choir. Music has been my love and my talent. And I also enjoy being with my girls and my husband. And we just love playing and hanging out with one another. And I enjoy sleep, which I don't get very much of. So... anyway, thank you.